we present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
Good night, and watch out crossing the road.
Mrs. Patterson?
Well, hello, Mr. Rickbell.
I hope you don't mind, but I have come to see how young Tarek is doing.
What again?
Well, I am very interested to know, Mrs. Patterson.
Well, as I told you, only 2 or 3 days ago, he's doing very well.
Good.
Are his parents worried about him?
No.
But they know they can always come and see me if they are.
No, it is just that, his uncle, it is my duty to see how he's getting on at school.
Oh, well, as I said, he's doing fine.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
And if I may, Mr. Iqbal, and I'm delighted at the interest you're taking in Tarek's education, well, there is no reason for you to worry as much as you do.
Well, it is not worry. It is concern.
Well, whatever. There's absolutely no need for you to be concerned about him. Believe me, if there were any problem at all, I'd be in touch with his mother and father straight away.
Right, that's me finished. I think we ought to be making a move.
Oh, give him a minute. He won't have his car at the door yet.
True.
He's right down the far end of the car park. There's no point in us all getting soaked.
Yeah, still chucking it down. Oh, by the way, well, there's just the two of us.
Oh, yes, Mr. Long?
I put in my application today for Fred's job.
I'm putting mine in on Monday.
Yes, a little bird told me it might be.
Does your little bird have a name?
Can't guess.
I think so.
Anyway, I wanted you to know what I've done because, well, I don't want it to cause any awkwardness between us, you know.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, where's your phone?
Over there, in the corner, on a wall.
Right.
Aye, aye.
What's the trap? Oh, there's been an accident in the car park.
What sort of an accident?
Someone's been run over. Hello? Ambulance, please.
Who was it, mate?
I don't know. A chap in a black leather jacket.
Mr. Sims, come on, Glenda.
Hello? I want an ambulance. Quick as you can, to the Mason's Arms public house on the Porchester Road.
Any more news from the hospital?
Oh, Mr. Beeston ran straight after assembly.
And?
Well, they say he's as comfortable as can be expected, whatever that means.
Doesn't tell us much, does it?
No. But what actually happened? I only know what Mr. Beeston told me.
Well, the three of us had just decided to go out for an early evening drink. It was all very last minute. But we thought it would be a nice idea, you know, first week, new term. It's not something we do very often.
No.
And Mr. Sims had offered to drive. Anyway, when we were ready to come home, he said, well, there's no point all of us getting soaked, so he went to bring his car out to the pub door. And from what we heard, that's when it happened.
Oh, so you didn't actually see the accident?
No, we were still in the pub. But it seems this other car came tearing into the car park, skidded on the wet, and went straight into Philip.
Oh, no.
Well, that wasn't the worst of it. In fact, I believe the driver of the car was a bit the worse for wear.
Drink?
Yeah, so I heard. Well, he certainly wasn't in control. Apparently, he'd put his car in reverse and backed it over Philip as he was lying on the ground.
That's dreadful.
And the police weren't sure whether it was deliberate or not. But they reckon that's when the real damage was done.
You'd hardly credit it, would you? Poor Mr. Sims.
All in all, it's a bad business, Fred.
I've said what I think. They should be banned from driving, for good.
Yes. It's not up to us, though, is it?
Just as well.
Anyway, I've at least got Mr. Sims' class sorted out for today.
And the rest of the week?
I don't know. We can't keep doubling up. It's not fair on the others.
You've been on to the office about a supply.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what we can do. It's typical.
Probably end up with a complete incompetent.
Frankly, I don't care as long as they're vaguely human and turn up tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll settle with a lollipop lady. At least until they can find us someone who can stay long term.
How long do they think Sims will be away?
Oh, I don't know, with two broken legs, fractured ribs, concussion. Lord alone knows what internal injuries. I'd say it'll be months before he's back on his feet.
Decided, I shall organise a little collection just amongst the staff and send in some flowers.
I don't think it'd be in much of a state to appreciate them.
Maybe not at the moment, Mr. Long, but as a small gesture to let him know that we are thinking of him.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Well, so long as you don't overdo it.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, my uncle went into hospital with an appendix operation. When he came to and saw the flowers round his bed, he thought he died. Perhaps he had a relapse.
Really, Mrs. Patterson, I hope I know what would be appropriate for this particular... particular situation.
Look here, do you mind if we change the subject?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just me. I can't get it out of my mind. Seeing him there in that car park.
Of course, you could tell us about your admirer. Oh, don't.
I don't know about this.
Mr. Iqbal, isn't it?
Which one?
Tarek's uncle. He keeps coming in to ask me how Tarek's doing at school.
So?
Don't you think it odd that an uncle should be paying such close attention to how his nephew is getting on?
Not really. You know what a lot of the Asian families are like. They see themselves as one big family. Look at the number of kids here who describe themselves as cousin brother.
Well, I know all that, but I know when I'm being leered at. Honestly, he stands there talking about Tarek, and he's mentally undressing me all the time, I can tell.
You don't think you're being a little oversensitive about this, Mrs. Pettison?
You haven't seen him. He positively dribbles, and I've got so much as a button undone.
Well, I must say, I have never been similarly embarrassed in all the years I've been teaching.
That is earth-shatteringly difficult to believe.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
The thing is, what do I do about him?
Well, if you're that worried about it, you've got to tell him, haven't you? Have it out with him.
Yes, you know, on this occasion, I think you may be right, Mr. Long.
Thank you.
On this occasion, Mr. Long, rarely on any other.
Hey, Miss Lewis.
What is it, Simon?
Is it true what they say about Mr. Sims, miss?
Well, that depends on what they're saying.
I heard he's all done up from head to toe in plaster like a big parcel.
Well, that's not strictly true, no.
Do you reckon he'll die, miss?
I sincerely hope not.
That's good, isn't it?
The people at the hospital say there's no real danger, and they expect he'll be as good as new as soon as his broken bones have mended.
Will you be going to see him soon, miss?
Yes. In fact, I'm on my way there now. Why?
I was just thinking.
Would you like me to give him your best wishes?
No. I was wondering if you could take a photo of him, all done up in his plaster and that.
I'll do you up in a plaster if you're not careful.
But, miss...
Now, get off home, Simon, and be thankful you're not in hospital like Mr. Sims.
Very well, Miss Featherston. I'll tell Mr. Beeson you called, and you'll try again later today. Yes, well, I should warn you, he can be very elusive. I think that would be a good idea in case you don't get him. Extension 437. Yes, I've got that. Thank you. Goodbye. Miss Featherston, extension 437.
Morning, Mrs. Stone.
Morning.
Any news about a supply?
No, afraid not.
Oh, gosh. I rang the office first thing as soon as I got in, but no answer, as usual.
It was probably too early for them.
It's always too early for them.
But you've had a call from a lady who seems anxious to get hold of you.
Meryl Streep?
Not this time, sorry.
Oh, well, we could all dream.
It's Miss Featherston.
Oh, dear.
You know her?
Yes. She's one of the many at County Hall who pick up a regular month's salary for doing God knows what. Anyway, what does she want?
I think it's something to do with Her Majesty's Inspectorate.
Well, if she wants to shoot them, you can tell her she has my permission.
I think it's your opinion she's really after.
No, I've just given them.
Oh, come on now, be serious.
Well, it's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Asking head teachers what they think of HMIs. They'd be asking teachers what they think of them, this.
Well, from what she said, I think that's on the agenda as well.
Of course, that's it. I should have realised.
What?
This will be about those proposed plans for schools to pick and choose their own inspectors.
Will schools actually do that?
I'm sure some will, particularly if it's going to get them the sort of report they want. I mean, if I employ and pay my own driving examiner, I think I'd expect to pass the test.
Oh, that's very cynical.
You think so?
Yes. Even if they change the system, the principle will be the same. No school's going to be happy with a less-than-honest assessment.
Some won't mind. Not if they're likely to get the sort of report that enhances their reputation. They'll hope to attract more pupils. And more pupils, Mrs. Stone, means more income.
I'm sure inspectors wouldn't allow themselves to be used like that.
Well, I would hope not, but human nature and current economics being what they are...
Well... Yes, well, your Miss Featherston's going to try and get hold of you later today.
Right.
And if she can't, will you ring her at County Hall on extension 437?
Certainly. If you'd hand me my rubber pencil and a piece of self-destroying paper, I'll make a note of the number.
Oh, really? The woman's only trying to do her job.
And I'm trying to do mine. It's bureaucrats like her who get in the way of it. Now, where's that phone? With a bit of luck, someone in the supply office might have decided to turn up for work.
Mrs. Patterson?
Oh.
I thought you'd be free as it was time for morning break.
Did you?
And how is my nephew this morning?
He's not here today, didn't you know?
Tariq is not at school?
No, he's got a dental appointment.
Oh.
Mr. Iqbal, can I ask you something?
Please do.
Well, does your brother know how often you come here to ask about Tariq?
My brother?
You know, Tariq's father.
I do not quite understand what you mean.
Well, I suppose what I'm really saying is, why do you come here so often?
Because I am concerned for Tariq.
Lots of uncles are concerned about their nephews, but they don't come in all the time. Not as often as you do.
Well,
you see, it was once or twice a week last term, and now it's been three times this week.
Yes. I have to tell you, Mrs. Patterson, I come in also because I respect you.
Respect me?
And admire you very greatly. Mrs. Patterson, I need to see you. I have been trying to say this for some weeks, but the words do not come.
Please, Mr. Iqbal, don't go on.
But I must tell you what I feel.
No, no, let me tell you. I'm your nephew's teacher, that's all. And I don't wish to be anything more to you than that.
What?
So I think it would be better all round if you stopped coming here altogether and leave discussions about Tariq's education between me and his mother and father.
You are telling me you do not want me to come in this school?
I think it would be better.
Mrs. Patterson, you cannot do this.
I can and I will. I'm sorry.
Then you do not care for me?
No, I don't.
Not just a little bit?
No, Mr. Iqbal.
Then why do you lead me on the way you do?
What?
Smiling at me when I call in, making eyes at me.
I've never made eyes at you.
I know what a woman is thinking when she looks at a man as you do, inviting me in the way that you do.
I think you'd better go, Mr. Iqbal.
No.
I mean it right now.
It amuses you, maybe, to play with me, and then just cast me off when you are tired of the game.
Please go, Mr. Iqbal. I don't want you to make a fool of yourself.
You have already made me look like a fool. Yes, very well, I shall go. But you will pay for this.
Are you threatening me?
I do not threaten. But you will see what happens to a woman who thinks she can play around with me.
Anyway, he's certainly looking a lot better. Though the memory's still a bit hazy about the actual moment of impact.
Possibly just as well.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell him about the flowers, did you?
No.
Good. I should like them to come as a surprise when I take them in this evening.
Oh, it was a lovely idea to bring them in so that we could all see them.
I thought so.
Such a big bunch. I wouldn't have thought we'd have raised enough for that.
Well, actually, I was able to come to a little arrangement with the florist, you know, on the corner of Markham Street.
Oh, yes.
His daughter was in Mr. Sims' class 2 years ago, you may recall.
Ah, good thinking.
Excuse me.
Oh, be careful.
Is there any tea left in the pot?
Well, it'll probably be a bit stewed by now.
Well, so long as it's hot and strong.
Is something the matter, Mrs. Patterson?
Oh, I say there is.
What is it?
Well, you remember yesterday I was telling you about Tariq's uncle.
Yes.
What about him? I didn't hear about this.
And Mrs. Patterson thinks he's pursuing her.
Well, no more thinks about it. He told me so just now.
Oh, dear.
Come on, bring your tea. We'll go over there and talk about it.
What did you say to him?
Well, when I said I wasn't interested, he practically started to threaten me.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Well, something's upset her. Looks like it. Anyway, Fred, what we were talking about.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure it's really ethical.
Why?
Miss Lewis is going for the deputy headship as well, you know.
Oh.
It wouldn't be fair to brief you about the job and not do the same for her, would it?
She can ask as well if she wants. It's not secret information, is it?
No, I suppose not.
I just thought it made sense to ask the man who's actually doing the job.
Me, you mean?
You're the deputy head?
Yeah, well, I've got a job description.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
Or at least I did have. But it got lost. Summer before last.
How did that happen?
Well, don't you remember? When we had that big clear out of papers and everything. Supposedly to make things more efficient.
Oh, yeah.
The result was we got rid of some important paperwork along with all the rubbish. And I had to spend weeks making duplicates where I could.
So you have got a duplicate of it?
That's the point. Because I know the job, I was doing it. I never got around to making a copy of it.
And I hear you'll be reciting your poem at assembly tomorrow.
Yes, Mr. Beeston.
Good. Can you tell me what it's about, or do you want to keep it secret?
Well, it's about winter. You know, snow and things.
Ah.
And I've learned it by heart.
That's very good, Catherine.
But I have my bit of paper with me, because if I'm a bit nervous, I might forget my lines.
That's very wise. Anyway, run off now, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Beeston. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Oh, there you are.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So pleased I caught you, Mr. Beeston. I need you to sign the flowers.
I won't let damage the petals.
You know perfectly well what I mean, but I shall be seeing Mr. Sims this evening, and I want signatures from everyone who contributed.
My Irish 50p piece was acceptable, was it?
Oh, really? If you would be so kind as to sign the card.
Oh, thank you. Anything particular you'd like me to write?
Just something short and appropriate. Not too tasteless.
What do you mean?
You never know who else may read the card, and I know you.
Piles of luck. Hope your hemorrhoids get better soon.
Really, that is exactly what I was talking about. I shall have to rub that out
now. I haven't written that. There, look. Hope you get well soon. Very best wishes, etc., etc.
Well, it's not very original, is it?
Well, I could write the hemorrhoids gag instead, if you'd rather.
No, thank you. Anyway, I must be off now.
Hang on.
Yes?
Where are the flowers? I haven't seen them yet.
They've been on display in the staff room since break this morning.
Were those the flowers you're taking? I thought someone had decided to restock Kew Gardens.
Good afternoon, Mr. Beeston. I shall report on Mr. Sims' progress when I see you tomorrow.
After your visit, I should think he'll probably go and discharge himself.
Oh, no. Hang on a minute. If it's those Jehovah's Witnesses,
Hello, Mrs. Patterson.
Mr. Igbar, what are you doing here?
I had to see you, and after you said I was not to come to the school.
Well, how did you find out where I live?
I waited outside the school for you this afternoon, and I followed you home.
You followed me?
Please, please do not be angry.
You've got a nerve.
Please, I have come to apologize to you.
Oh, well, all right. Well, in that case, very well. I accept your apology, thank you.
May I come in for a minute or two?
No, I don't think so.
Please, I will not stay long.
No, Mr. Iqbal. You've come here, you've apologized, and thank you. I've accepted it. But that's it. Good night.
Why do you do this to me, Mrs. Patterson?
Look, how do I get through to you?
Oh, but seeing you and now not seeing you, it is driving me mad.
Will you please go now, before either of us says something we might regret?
Please. Please, let me kiss you. Just one time. And then I will go.
No!
Please.
No, and let go of me.
Please, Mrs. Patterson.
Look, no, will you get off? Look, for God's sake. If you're not out of here in 2 seconds, Flack, I'm phoning the police.
Oh, please. Please, I'm so sorry,
now,
Mrs. Patterson.
Now, and don't let me ever see you again. So you weren't able to make contact yesterday, but I gave him your message, so you should hear from him sometime today. Yes, I'll make a point of reminding him when he's free. Yes, I will. Goodbye. Oh, poor woman.
Who's that?
It's a Miss Featherston from County Hall.
Oh.
She's determined to get hold of him.
So am I. Is he in?
Yes, but he's got Mrs. Patterson in with him at the moment. Apparently she had a bit of trouble at home last night. Well, I didn't want to make any fuss about it. Anyway, I think it's all sorted out now.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, I don't think he'll come chasing me again in a hurry. Not if he wants to stay intact.
Yes, I heard. But seriously, Yvonne, if there is anything you'd like me to do...
Well, such as...
Well, you know, have a serious word with him. I'm not going to have my staff assaulted at home or anywhere else for that matter.
Well, I appreciate the thought, but no thanks.
You're sure?
Yes. Well, anyway, I'd rather you didn't get involved. It makes me look like the little woman in need of a man's protection.
Not to me, it doesn't.
But it will to someone like him. It's better he knows that if he tries anything on again, he's going to get a tough time from me.
Fair enough. But if you do need any help...
I'll do what you do, send for Mrs. Rudd. But thanks, anyway. Honestly, if I thought there was any real danger, I'd let you know. But after last night, I think he's got...
Well, I've been doing a bit of thinking.
Oh, have you?
Yes, about this whole business of league tables.
Oh, those.
Where do you think we'd stand in relation to other local schools? Now what?
You think this might come up in the interviews, don't you?
No, I'm just interested in your opinion.
Well, I don't think we'll be relegated this year, at least.
But thinking in relation to these league tables, I reckon it won't be long before teachers get paid according to the results they get.
It's already happening in some schools.
Yeah, but it's all going to make for a bit of uncertainty, isn't it? If you think about it,
for you, maybe, I'll be out of it.
Ah, Mr. Holliday, Mr. Long, I haven't told you yet, have I?
Told us what?
Good news. Mr. Sims is sitting up.
And?
With some support, of course.
What's special about that?
The fact that he is able to sit up, Mr. Holliday, that in itself is some progress, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so.
You surely wouldn't expect him to be up on his feet and running across country yet, would you?
Knowing sins, anything's possible.
Did he like the flowers?
Oh, he was delighted with them, Mr. Long. In fact, he was rather touched, I thought, particularly when I told him how much they cost.
You didn't tell him that.
Well, of course I did. I felt it was some indication to him of how highly he is regarded here by all the staff.
Oh, dear me.
Okay, Vicky, let's try the eight times table now, shall we?
Yes, miss.
Right. Like the fours, each circle's got eight dots in it. So two circles, or two sets of eight, give you how many dots?
Is it 16, miss?
Right. Now, three sets of eight are... Oh, you're late, Sunil.
Yes, miss. I had to go to the dentist.
You as well? What did you have done?
Nothing this morning. He just looked at them.
Oh, right.
But I've got to go back and have one filled.
Oh, well, that's not too bad, is it?
No, miss.
Right, well, you go and join Bernard and try and work out the word game with him.
All right, miss. Hey, miss?
Yeah?
What have you done to your car?
Nothing, why?
Well, when I came in just now, there was a spare underneath your car.
Well, who was it? Did you see?
I don't know. I can only see his legs. Oh, because it was under the car.
Oh, probably one of the other teachers had dropped something. It had gone under the car.
No, miss. I think he was doing something to it.
What? And this was just now, when you came in?
Yes, miss.
Right. Right, everyone. Pay attention. I want you to carry on with what you're doing.
Yes, miss.
And, Sunil, you come with me.
Yes, miss.
Let's go and see if that man you saw is still there.
Now you've had a look, what do you think, Fred?
No doubt about it. Brake pipes cut through. Bit of pressure on the brakes and the fluid would pour out.
I just get the shakes thinking about it. If I'd been driving down that slope to the gate and a kid had run out in front of me, I'll kill him, I really will.
Now steady on. We don't know that it was Mr. Iqbal.
Well, who else could it be? After what's happened, he's mad enough to do something like this.
I think she's probably right, Harry.
Well, in that case, we've no alternative. I better inform the police.
I really do fail to understand. Surely the police can take some action against the man.
Not if there's no proof it was him.
The police will have checked his movements, don't you worry.
Did they tell you where he was?
Well, he said he was on his rounds. He's a carpet salesman.
I'll bet some of the places he called at were in this area.
Well, some of them were. But the police had contacted them. They'd all confirmed Mr. Iqbal's story.
Well, I don't know.
So there's no proof it was him. And without proof...
What have you got to do to get the proof?
Get killed, I suppose.
Exactly. I've never heard of such a ridiculous situation.
At least his session with the police might frighten him off, if it was him.
Well, of course it was him. How many men do you think I've upset enough for them to want to do that sort of thing?
Sorry.
So what are you going to do now?
I know what I'd like to do. In fact, I told the police. They said I'd better not, or they'd get me for assault and battery.
Oi, oi, who's planning to attack who?
Oh, but... We're just talking about, you know.
Why, it's bad business.
That is the understatement of the year, Mr. Holliday.
I'll say.
Just a thought, but it might be worth going round to the Iqbal's. Have a word with the rest of the family.
Well, I already have.
Really?
Yes, I went round yesterday evening after the police had been to see me. I thought it was a good idea.
What did they say?
Tarek's father was very upset.
I should think so.
I mean, he didn't say as much, but I think he knows it was his brother. Mind, I get the impression there's a bit of resentment there.
I don't think the uncle likes the idea of working for his elder brother. I mean, he's just a salesman. Tarek's father owns the business.
You seem to know a bit about it.
I remember Tarek was in my class last year, so I got to know his parents. In fact, come to think of it, his uncle came in to see me once or twice.
Did he?
Presumably not for the same reason as me.
I don't think I was his type. Sorry, it's not funny.
It certainly isn't.
Well, let's hope Tarek's father can talk some sense into him. Because if he doesn't watch out, he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Right. Sit down. Watch it, Edward Tin. I can see you. Now, I want to talk to you today about being careful on the roads. I know you think we keep going on about this, but as you all know, Mr. Sims is in hospital after a very bad car accident. It wasn't his fault, but it shows that accidents can happen to anyone, especially at this time of the year when the weather is so bad. Everyone is at risk, especially you children.
And what I want you to do at all times is think, am I being careful? Keep saying that to yourself. Am I being careful? Because the people who drive cars and ride the motorbikes, they're not always as careful as they ought to be.
Mrs. Patterson?
Oh, hello, Mr. McBarr.
Do you have a moment for me to speak with you?
Yes, of course.
In private, if we may.
Yes, come in here. Everyone's out at break.
Thank you. Mrs. Patterson, I wish to talk to you in private, because I have come to tell you that my brother is returning to Pakistan.
Oh, but I didn't intend...
Please, let me finish. This is very painful for me.
I understand.
You see, I know that it was my brother who did that dreadful thing to your car. But it was not him. I want you to know, this was not his true self. It was a madness that has brought shame to my family.
Oh, no.
But my brother, he has been in England only 1 year. And he has still not settled to Western ways as far as women are concerned. And when he acquired these strong feelings for you, what can I say? He could not control them, and so for his own good, I am sending him back home.
I'm sorry.
I do not hold you responsible, Mrs. Patterson. I have always known you as a good person. You not only teach Tariq, but you taught my Ghazala before.
Well, I'm only sorry because I'm sure you don't want to send your brother away.
Yes, you are right. But what he has done is very shameful. And if he has acted this way with you, then he may act the same way with some other lady.
It's kind of you to come and tell me.
Of course, you understand that I will deny that I ever spoke any of this to you. After all, he is my brother.
I won't mention it to anybody.
Thank you. However, I thought it was important to tell you this, that you should know there will be no more trouble for you.
I understand. And thank you for coming in to tell me.
I'm very sorry I wasn't able to bring you, Miss Featherstone. But we have had rather a hectic day or two, you know. Well, if you must talk about it, we'll have to leave it for now. I've got a meeting in a couple of minutes. Right, 3:35 this afternoon. I'll hear from you then. Goodbye. Oh,
God. You haven't got a meeting, not that I know.
I know. I had to say something to get her off the phone.
Oof, you had me worried for a moment. Anyway, I presume Miss Featherstone's phoning back to...